Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Experiencing the trauma that comes from war doesn't always produce bitterness or a desire for revenge. One case in point is Professor Islam Borenka. Born in Kosovo, he experienced the death of family members and the destruction of his home. Losses that brought him to flee the country when he was a child. Yet today, he studies methods of reconciliation and, among other things, is a visiting professor at UCD. Islam, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
And so what age were you when you had to leave Kosovo, and what memories do you have of that?
I was 8 years old, and I do remember everything. So I remember the war. I remember when we were ordered to go to Albania, to leave Kosovo. And I also remember when they separated my father and my brother later on to understand that they were murdered. But so I do remember, and I remember that moment when they were separated. And I do remember my father saying that he would come back, which actually never happened.
Right. Okay. And so when you had to leave Kosovo, where did you go straight away?
So basically, the order was that we go to Albania. So the woman and the children at the time, so they were ordered to go to Albania. So we had to cross the border. So we walked from Kosovo, even though they are neighboring countries. It's if you walk, it's quite a lot of walk. So yeah, so we spent days walking through Kosovo to Albania, passing the border, sleeping during the night on the floor, and again continue to walk. And there then in the border we were waiting, like with the hope that my father, my brother and older men, that they were separated, will come back. But it didn't happen, and then we spent a few months as a refugee in Albania.
Okay, and at that point you decided to go back into Kosovo?
Yes, because the NATO's intervention happened, and so we got the news that now Kosovo is free, so we should go back. And then, yeah, so we decided to go back because we also hoped that my father and my brother will be there, because we had no news. And then when we went back, nothing was left. So our home was destroyed, burned, and then my father and my brother were not around. And again, it took us a lot of time to understand what really happened. So I was only a teenager when I understood that my brother, based on DNA, was massacred. He was 14 years old at the time. And we also understood that my father is not alive, but we don't have the remains of my father.
Okay. At the time when you were, you know, 8 and all this was going on, how did you react to all this? And did you fully understand?
Not in the beginning. It was always challenging. But I remember in Albania, I was drawing these pictures. I had this drawing, and I was trying to understand. I was drawing tanks. I was drawing people being separated. So I think it was now, as a social psychologist, I understand that how I was trying to deal with trauma and trying to tell to other people what really happened. And then going back, it was difficult, because I kind of felt this guilt that why it happened to me, why my brother had to experience that. And then this hope at the same time that they are alive, but then the fear that they might not be alive. So it felt like I had to deal with a lot. And at the time also in Kosovo, it was not so much psychology, and psychology was not really developed. So also other people's reaction were quite painful, but in a good way. I remember in the classroom, for example, the teacher would say to other children, don't tease me because this happened to Islam, which now in retrospect perspective, it's a lot to hear as a child at the time, but I know that they meant well. So yeah, I tried to understand, but there was this guilt of why this happened to me, why we are not complete as a family, and why I get the chance to live and my brother and my father didn't.
Was the guilt always with you? Is it still with you?
I had to deal with the guilt. So I really thought, like, as a child at the time, and even nowadays, you deal with these feelings of guilt because you get to travel to see the world. And every time, every moment when I have a good moment, for example, when I finish my PhD, when I get a job position, you think like how they would react or how proud they would be. And then there is this guilt that, oh, you get the chance to experience this, but they didn't. And as a child, I remember I turned to education. I thought that the way to honor them was by making them proud. I knew that my father, my brother would be proud if I become a good student and if I do good in the world. So for me, I found the way to kind of reduce these guilt feelings, to turn to education and honor that memory by always thinking that they will be proud of me and they will be proud of my action that I do as a son, but also as a researcher or as a person, as a human being.
Yeah, and obviously as a social psychologist, I assume there's an attempt on your part to understand why people do the things they do, and including horrific things. Like, how do you feel about the people who killed your father and your brother?
That's a tough question. Well, if I had the chance to meet them, I really want to ask why. Like, did they do it because they really felt like they had this strong feelings of hate, or did they do it because just was the order from coming from the top? I have only this question, which I would like to have the answers, and also to tell them that how it felt for me, like what that action really, what kind of impact had in my life, but no more than that. Like, I don't have the hate of removing them from life or doing that kind of stuff. Like, I don't support that kind of action, but I would like just to ask the question and also give a response to the impact that had to my life and to other people's life, also to my siblings' life and my mother's life.
Yeah. What effect did all this have on your mother?
So it's very interesting because, first of all, like when I think about myself that I was 8 years old, I had my siblings 2 and 4, and I had a sister which was born in 1998. So my mother had to keep her walking from Kosovo to Albania. And there were times when other women were saying to her, maybe you should leave it behind, which my mother never agreed. So it was really difficult to walk with a child in your hands. So after the war, she was very strong, and she was a single mother. She really educated us. Her advice also was to, in order to honor our father, we should, have a good example. And she supported me in my education. She supported also my siblings. But of course, I'm not a parent yet. But I see that losing a child, losing your husband is, or your partner is difficult, but losing a child is very difficult. And now I see that the older she gets, the more she suffers, because she remembers a lot she has a lot of memories of my brother, and she still speaks about him and how difficult it is for her to agree to the situation what happened to us. But I see that when she was younger a bit, she was more focused on raising us, but now she has more time to think what really happened and to process those feelings.
Yeah, Islam, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Islam Borinka there, Professor of Social Psychology at the University of Groningen in the Netherlands and a visiting lecturer at UCD.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.